There was a time when Australia could probably be categorised by this.
Australia, what's your favourite sport?
Football.
Snake?
Pies.
Animal?
Kangaroo.
And what's your favourite car, Australia?
Holden.
Let me see, that's football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars, huh?
Right.
Well, you sure sound like Australia to me.
We are.
Well, then you better tell me again, because I just might forget.
We love football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
And I guess to a certain extent we still kind of consider ourselves very much in that vein. However, in 2017, the very last Holden Commodore, in fact, the last Holden cars were manufactured and rolled off the assembly line. And over the weekend, a couple of those very historic vehicles went up on auction in Melbourne with Lloyd's Auctions. And the gentleman that was involved in all of that from Lloyd's of Melbourne is Lee Hames. Lee, thank you so much for your time. We really do categorise our stores in those sort of things, but sadly, the Holden car and motor vehicles in general, no longer a thing here. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for your interest. Yeah, it was a bittersweet day, mostly sweet, but it was a reminder for all of us of, you know, that day in 2017 in October when they closed manufacturing. And you know, we're reminded again, you know, how much these cars meant to Australians.
Now, let's get straight into it. There were a couple of cars that were under the hammer, and I'm looking at the prices. I just know that I couldn't afford them. But the very last Holden Commodore, a nice little red number. Where did the bidding start, and where did it end up?
Okay, let me take you on a journey. Remember, this is the factory standard 2017 VF Series 2 Commodore in red hot red, which retailed at the dealership in 2017 for around $50,000, depending on the options.
Okay, so again, 50 grand, that's pretty much, I guess, where those upper end sedans ended up at that time.
Yeah. We started the bidding at a dollar. 3 days before the auction closed, we had risen to about $118,000, and we thought, gee, we've done all right here. We're going good. When the car rolled up to the auction block, the bidding was $295,000, and I went, yeah, we're really good.
Hang on. You know, we're about $300,000 on the last day.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Okay. And so at this stage, it's a simulcast auction. So I have a crowd in front of me. I have online bidding coming through and phone bidding for those that weren't confident with the interweb. Right. So, as we're at $295,000 and the increments are $5,000. Mark, we finished that car. We knocked under the hammer $750,000.
$750,000. Yeah. How about I just buy the one before that for $50,000, the one that rolled off the day before?
Yeah. Well, the reality is, you know, and with the bidding at $5,000, I've watched the footage back. It is like a group of thirsty men all fighting over the last beer at a pub on a Saturday night. The bidding was coming from every direction. And no one could have predicted that result.
The sort of people that were bidding for these cars, was there a particular type of bidder, or was it just, okay?
Yeah, there was certainly a majority bidder, which is that diehard Australian enthusiast and collector. They came from far and wide, you know, to add that car to your Holden collection almost completes your car collection.
So the sort of person that we would expect to be at a Holden car auction are the sort of people you got, just the really cashed up bogans, though.
Yeah, you got it. They've made some good decisions in their life, and it's enabled them to be able to buy these very special cars, all passionate. You know, they were competing, though, against investors. Because, you know, the reality is if you look at the statistics over the last 3, 5, and 10 years, these cars have performed better than money in the bank. You know, they've increased in value, and they're investments that you can enjoy. So, this car being one of one, certainly got the attention of investors as well, which concerned us a little because it, you know, potentially that would mean the car might end up overseas. I can confirm for everybody that the car was bought by an avid Holden collector. It does join a very special private collection of cars, and it will remain in Australia.
There does seem something very right about that, Lee, doesn't it? Doesn't
it? Does. It's going to remain satisfying. Here.
Yeah. All right. Now, we kind of move on from there to the HSV Maloo Ute. Now, this actually surprised me a little bit. It actually went for a little bit more than the car. Tell us what the story on the Ute and why, in fact, it ended up being more than the car, and why I'm wrong in my thinking.
Well, bear in mind that this is all part of the same catalogue, not the same owners, but we had 150 cars up. The auction was around 4.5 hours, and with the last Holden was this W1 Ute. So what's special about the W1 Ute is that it was one of four ever built. It was built in secret. So they wanted to celebrate two Australian icons, being Holden and being the classic Aussie Ute. So HSV took the project underground and developed these four W1 Utes. And so what makes this extra appealing, I think, is the enjoyment that you'd get out of this car. So not only being one of four and built in secret, but it's got a 6.2-litre LS9 engine, which has about 474 kilowatts and enough torque to make a grown man cry. So, you know, the last Holden is special for obvious reasons. This Holden's special because of, you know, if you add this to your collection amongst collectors, you have the most powerful Holden Ute ever produced. You have one of four. You have, you know, built in secret and all the story that comes behind it. So $1 million, $1,050,000 it sold for. There were three bidders past $1 million. So he wasn't just one lone, post $1 million bidder. There was still some competition after $1 million. And, you know, you can imagine, Mark, at the end of the auction yesterday, our team just collapsed and, celebration and just, you know, nothing left in the tank, if you like. It was an amazing day.
I imagine you guys would be, Lou, like you said, 4.5 hours on. And I guess with that Ute, though, it's got the story. So that's obviously adding to the allure of it as well. It kind of goes against the grain of the average car. I mean, you know the story. You buy a car, you drive it out of the car yard, and a third of the price just disappears or it stays in the car yard with you. But if you're able to snag something like this, like you said, the prices are going to go up. Now, my final point on this, Lee, is these vehicles, are they going to be insurable at those prices?
Oh, very good question. I would say certainly yes. The price has been set at auction, so it's a fair price. And so I would say they'd have no trouble insuring them at that, particularly with the likes of, there's some people in the industry that insure, these prestige cars. So I would say there's certainly, mechanisms to support the buyers of these cars. And I would also say they'd be under pretty strict, conditions as well. I doubt these cars are going for Sunday drives. I would suspect that they're going into glass cages or something even cooler than that, I'm not even sure.
I can imagine they will not be popping down to Woolworths for a loaf of bread on the weekend, Lee. Certainly not with any rain around. Maybe if they're lucky, they might see them at some sort of special meet, but even then I would probably doubt it. Mate, it is a story, and it does, I guess, bring to end a great chapter in our history, that of the automotive history, with the final Holden Commodore and that very special Malou Ute going off again, 750K. And a touch over $1 million, respectively. The bloke that was in charge of it over the weekend from Lloyd's Auctions in Melbourne, Lee Hames, thank you for your time and the story. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks again.